it can happen fast. A car crashes into water, quickly sinking. A recent victim is the sister-in-law of Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, billionaire businesswoman Angela Chow, who lost her life after backing her Tesla into a pond. McConnell referenced the tragic accident in his resignation announcement last week.
We tragically lost Elaine's younger sister, Angela, just a few weeks ago.
Angela's sister is Elaine Chao, former Secretary of Transportation during the Trump administration. The billionaire shipping heiress was attempting to make a three-point turn at her ranch outside Austin, Texas, when she reportedly put her Tesla into reverse instead of drive, sending the vehicle into a pond on her property. Now, according to reports, Chow first called her friends on the phone for help, and one actually jumped into the water in an attempt to rescue her, but was unable to break the Tesla's windows. Dr. Gordon Giesbrecht is an expert on car submersions. In this demonstration, you can see Giesbrecht deliberately drive a car into a lake. The car fills with water. Giesbrecht makes his way to the back seat. Big mistake, he says.
You need to get out of that vehicle as quick as possible. You've got about 1 minute to finish everything. We advise SWAC, seatbelts off, windows open, out immediately, children first.
Another tip, avoid the natural instinct of calling 911 because you'll lose critical time.
If you grab your cell phone, basically you're gonna die.
In another demonstration, Giesbrecht and his team show how to get out correctly. They get their seatbelts off, open the windows, and escape the sinking vehicle.
Your car is basically a boat with a big leak, and the windows will stay above the water for, 30, 40, 60 seconds. Your electric windows will certainly work for 30 to 60 seconds.
Could Angela Chow have saved herself if she had a hammer or glass breaker? Could she have broken the windows of her Tesla and gotten out, like this demonstration? AAA's Robert Sinclair says probably not.
The lamination is designed to keep shards from flying all over the place, to keep the glass as whole as possible. So you go to hit this, it's not going to break.
These YouTube videos show how hard it is to break that laminated glass.
I've always thought you're supposed to try to break the window with one of those window smasher things. Is that really the case?
They're now building cars with laminated side windows. So even if you had a window breaker, it won't work because your side window is just like your windshield now, and you can crack it, but you can't smash it.
Tesla did not respond to our request for comment.
Hey, how's it going? Hopefully you're alive. A lot of people apparently aren't. This is Inside Four Walls, and I'm your host,
Mitch McConnell's billionaire sister-in-law,
This is actually very tragic. Angelina Chow. Made panicked the last phone call before dying and completely submerged Tesla on Texas Ranch. This is not a joking matter, folks. I'm just very sick and twisted. But there's a... Now what's this? Panicked phone call. Mitch McConnell's billionaire sister-in-law, Angela Chow, was drunk when she backed Tesla into pond and died. These are interesting articles from the same outlet. Let's check them out, shall we? Article by Patrick Riley. Angelina Chow, Senator Mitch McConnell's billionaire sister-in-law, spent her last minutes alive frantically calling her friends for help as her Tesla slowly sank in a pond on a remote Texas ranch, according to the report. Meanwhile, Mitch McConnell's health is just fucking tanking. He's having these episodic strokes, absent seizures occasionally. God, why do they have the eyes? They have the eyes. They have those eyes that I always talk about, the soulless ones. Look at both of them. They have this deadness behind the eyes. It's terrifying. Ugh, what is it with the swamp that does shit to people? But, let's not speak ill of the dead, shall we? Then again, those eyes look like they belong to people who died on the inside years before. I never claimed to be a nice person. But yeah, he's stepping down suddenly and abruptly. I mean, it's not like his health conditions are anything new. He's had these episodic strokes and shit before. And now he's stepping down. A lot of these old folks are stepping down. And then all of a sudden this happens to his sister-in-law. It's just very weird. Just very weird. There's a lot of very weird things happening to people in politics right now. Like, we just covered the shit with the Bill and Hillary Clinton's executive at their airport. Like, it's just... What the fuck? What the fuck? As the great Cartman once said, what the fuck? And also, this is a disturbing amount of detail right here. Calling her friends and family to help as her Tesla slowly sank in a pond on a remote Texas ranch, according to the report. Chow, the billionaire CEO of dry bulk shipping giant Foremost Group, tragically died at the age of 50 on February 10th after accidentally backing her car into a pond while making a three-point turn. Oh, what happened to all the automated features that are supposed to stop that from happening with Teslas? I thought, then again, maybe she just happened to buy the cheaper one, right? I'm sure with her money, she bought the cheaper one that doesn't have all that assisted driving shit. The driving mishap was detailed in a report, the Wall Street Journal, that shed light on the chaotic rescue effort that ultimately came up short, turning what was supposed to be a celebratory weekend with friends into a nightmare. I just can't get over the eyes in these pictures. You know, like I talk about like AOC and like how you have a lot of these progressive leftists who have like these soulless fucking eyes. Don't you feel like they can see your soul through this picture? Moving on. Again, I never claim to be a good person. I'm just making observations here. I'm sure she was a nice person, though. This is just it's just very interesting that people leaving politics are just suddenly having so many tragedies around their lives. It's interesting. You know, I'm one of those people, I think you can make deals with things occasionally. Like, maybe you make a monkey paw deal with something that's beyond your comprehension, and, you know, you gotta pay the ferryman occasionally, right? She invited several of her girlfriends from Harvard Business, again, fuck Harvard, to spend the weekend. Then again, she is Asian, so you know she had to have earned her way in. So you know she's one of the good ones. Sprawling 900-acre private property in Texas Hill Country that included horse stables, a swimming pool, and a 10-bedroom guest house, the journal reported. After eating dinner together and celebrating the Chinese New Year's on Friday night, Chow left the guest house around 11:30 p.m. to head back to the main house where her son was sleeping. It was cold outside. This is a fucking memoir? This is a fucking graphic novel? Who wrote this? So she decided to take her Tesla Model X SUV for the 4-minute drive rather than walk. But within minutes, she called one of her friends in a panic. While making a K-turn. That's why you shouldn't use your phones when you're driving. I yell at people in my life all the time about this. They'd be using those hands-free devices. Meanwhile, every 5 minutes they're staring at their phone, tapping the screen, and they're drifting between the lines. And I'm like, hey, watch the fucking road. And then I'm the asshole. Because I say watch the road. Women, just because you can drive with your knees doesn't mean you should drive with your knees. I'm just saying. Dudes. You can suffer the ad for a few seconds to get to a red light. For real. Come on now. Continuing on. I'm not saying you need to wear your seatbelt. We die like men. But you can wait to press skip. You don't need to fly through your windshield over a fucking ad. Alright, just shut up. It's a Trump flag. Enjoy the ad for 5 seconds. I don't know if anybody else has been getting those ads like crazy. Continuing on. While going backwards, the car, while making a K-turn, she put the car in reverse instead of drive. She told them, that's very interesting. While going backwards, the car went over an embankment and into a pond that was sinking fast. Her friends immediately ran to help, and one woman jumped in the pond, the journal reported. The property's ranch manager and his wife were outside. Wife came outside after hearing the commotion, and somebody called 911. This is a pretty fucking decent property, actually. There's a lot of little houses on here. That's a personal golf course. Mitch, you're a public servant, you faggy old fucking turtle. Where'd you get all this money from, you fucking... God. Damn, yeah, Mitch, I bet it was all business. I bet your family got all their money off just fucking business, right? Holy shit. I'm not an eat the rich kind, but it makes me fucking curious where all these politicians and their family got all this fucking money. Blanco County. Like, the snacks from Fallout? Blanco? Okay. County emergency units finally arrive at 12:28 a.m., a full 24 minutes after they received a call, according to an incident report obtained by the paper. Due to the rugged terrain, the number of responders got out of their cars and walked to the scene. One responder described the Tesla as completely submerged. Sheriff's deputies even stood on top of it during the rescue efforts, trying to bust out a window. Yo, I'm pretty sure that's when he was actively having a fucking stroke at the time. Remember correctly for that photo. According to the incident report, a dive team was needed, but none were available. A tow truck arrived to pull the car out of the pond, but it didn't have a cable long enough to reach the vehicle. I mean, for real though, like, no one. There's no way whatsoever. Alright, I'm not saying they're, I'm not disagreeing, I'm just, it's fascinating. Usually people like this can get saved at all costs. I'm just kind of observing here, I'm just asking questions. It's very suspicious to me. So she allegedly put this bitch in reverse, flies into the pond, doors don't open, seatbelt won't come off, no one can get to her. I can understand the human diving in the water can't do shit, I get that. Doors? Seatbelts? Electronics, right? Electronics get wet, doors don't work, your whole car is electric. This is also just a really good time to say electric vehicles fucking suck. And when you own an electric vehicle, you win a Darwin Award. There you go. Here's your Darwin Award. Fuck electric vehicles. According to an independent report, a dive team, but no more available. Responders, which was much further out in the pond than responders had anticipated, a longer cable finally arrived. At least one tow truck diver, however, said he was afraid of being electrocuted by the electric vehicle. A person at the scene told the paper. I wonder if that's what actually killed her. Maybe she didn't drown. Maybe she got fucking, you know, fucking inside the car. A little. At that point, you're basically taking a bath in the toaster. At that point, you know, like, you're adding water to the toaster. Fuck electric vehicles. Two-man rescue crew eventually pulled Chow out of from the car around... Whoa, that sucks. It's over an hour. A couple hours, actually, right? Because she was at 10:30 or 11:30? Let's see. Full 24 minutes away. Let's see. 11 p.m. And they finally pulled her out around just before 1 o'clock. So, yeah, just shy of 2 hours in that fucking water. Ooh. As Gordon Lightfoot once said... Where is God's love when the cold turns the minutes to hours? Yeah. Ooh. A two-man rescue crew eventually pulled Chow from the car around 12:56 a.m. Hundreds of gallons of water gushed from the car. When the car doors were open, Chow was Yeah, no shit. Yeah, wow. Yeah, you fucking think she would have to have fucking gills if she... You look in that door and she went, thank you for pulling me out. All of a sudden, the story got a lot more suspicious. I would be raising all... I'd be Alex Jones on this bitch suddenly. Chow was unresponsive because that's the most shocking part of the story, right? Not the electric vehicle itself. EMS responders attempted to resuscitate her for 43 minutes to no avail, police said. So they made out with a dead woman for over half hour. Okay. Details about the billionaire's death had been scant. The Blanco County Sheriff's Office last week called it, quote, an unfortunate accident, but said they were still conducting a criminal investigation. Interesting detail, bud. Quote, although the preliminary investigation indicated that it was an unfortunate accident, the sheriff's office, is still investigating this as an accident as a criminal matter. until they have sufficient evidence to rule out criminal activity. Blanco County Sheriff's Sheriff's Office wrote in a Thursday letter to State Attorney General Ken Paxton. What? Officers wrote on Thursday a letter to State Attorney Ken Paxton. The guy from Texas? Interesting, okay. The incident was not a typical incident, the agency added. I'm just kind of curious why they would write Ken Paxton, the AG from Texas, when this happened in Arkansas. The ranch where Chow died is owned by a corporation connected to her husband, Jim Breer, my apologies, a venture capitalist and part owner of the Boston Celtics with an estimated worth of $2.9 billion. Yeah, DEI team, great. Bitch. I mean, y'all had Kyrie Irving. Y'all got rid of Kyrie Irving because he wouldn't take the vaccine. Go fuck yourselves. Fuck the Boston. And by the way, Celtics, it's Celtics. Go fuck yourself. Celtics. Bitches. Chow's sister, I have a basketball for him. Fuck off. I used to like him at one point. Chow's sister, Elaine Chow, is married to McConnell and served as Secretary of Labor under President George W. Bush and Secretary of Transportation in President Donald Trump's administration. Let's see, what are the comments saying? We'll check out these three and hop over to the last article for this story. Average citizen, perhaps her vehicle was hacked. It seems incredible that no one could break a window. At any rate, the EVs do seem to present a challenge to first responders regarding potential electric hazards, especially when there are a variety of designs on the road. Yeah, absolutely. And again, that's where I'm going with this. Like, no, there is something routinely fucking fishy about this. Ken Johnson, the issue isn't that the car is electric. The issue is that Tesla has electric door handles. And these electric, it's the problem that it's all electric. No, that is 100% the problem. The entire car becomes an electric hazard when you submerge it in water, because water and electronics just don't fucking merge. And not only that, when the whole car is electric, everything's going to lock down on you. And this comment's kind of weird. Like, check this out, alright? The issue isn't that the car is electronic, the issue is that Tesla has electronic door handles. You're right, there's no manual to it. The problem is, the whole car is electric. That's the fucking problem, bud. Again, an old manual car will sink, an old gas guzzler will sink a lot quicker. But everything's mechanical, which means you can get out. Seatbelts, but again, like, why you couldn't break that, you couldn't crack the fucking windows. Maybe they got the ones with the bulletproof windows. Who knows? But again, if you've got bulletproof windows in your Tesla, why? Like, why get a Tesla at that point? Just get a gas-powered car. That way you wouldn't have to worry about your fuel economy when it's hot or cold outside. Again, there's a billion and one problems with Teslas. Not just Tesla, but all electric vehicles. Ken Johnson, this is a fair comment and all, but still, criticisms. And these electronics seem to be the first thing that fail in a crash. Also, usually what causes a crash, too. Also, it's incredibly difficult to break a window. You probably wouldn't be able to unless you have a center punch. Underwater, you know. But usually with me, I got my pocket knife, they're hung up right now. But, I got, I always have pocket knives. All my pocket knives have ice breakers on them. Or window breakers, I just punctured my Far Cry pet. It's okay. This Far Cry game sucked. Moving on. And you, not me, says one rescuer afraid of electrocution. I never thought of that aspect of EVs. Yep. Now let's check this out, shall we? Mitch McConnell's billionaire sister-in-law, Angelina Chow, was drunk when she backed Tesla into pond and died. There's not a whole lot of new information in here. That's kind of like the most you're going to get out of it. Is that they just said, it was a drunk driving accident. Other friends desperately swarmed the car, paddled out in a kayak, police said. Whoa, okay. I read part of this article and I was like, a lot of this seems like old information. After enjoying dinner at the property guest house, the 50-year-old decided around 11:37 p.m. to make the short drive in her Tesla Model X SUV to her lodgings on the property. Moments later, she frantically called her friends in a panic after backing over an embankment and sinking into a pond just a few yards. That's the thing. Yeah. One of Chow's friends, Amber Kennan, told detectives that Chow called her around 11:42 p.m. and said her car was in the pond and she was trapped inside. The two continued talking on the phone for 8 minutes as she and the car sank until she was completely submerged. Chow told Kian that the water was rising and she was going to die and said, "I love you." Oh, this is sad. Kian, prior to the vehicle going underwater, police and their other friends actually swam to the car only to try and help. That's stunning. There's so much. Okay. I wouldn't dive into the car with an electric vehicle. Paddled out to the kayak, police said. 911. A lot of this is just information we already got. You want to scan through this article for more information, you absolutely can. Okay, their eyes look a little bit normal in that photo, but still a little off. Eyes are the gateway to the soul. Usually you can tell if they're there or not. I'm sure they're fine people. It's weird eyes put me off. At the time of her death, Chow had a blood alcohol of 0.233 grams per 100 milliliters, almost three times Texas legal limit of 0.8, according to the police report. Jeez, yeah, no shit. The ranch where Chow died. Then again, if I lived on the property too and I was driving all the way, I would honestly walk. I'm not gonna lie, I kind of enjoy a nice little drunk stroll. I like the way it makes me feel when you're I don't know, it makes sense. You ever just be really drunk and go for a run? It's like you're flying. I don't know how to describe it. It's just like, I'm not a great example of a way to live your life. That's all I'm saying here. The ranch where Chow died is owned a Kauai corporation. I read that. Celtics read that. Yeah, a lot of this is just information we already kind of had. I'm still curious to see what the comments are saying. If there's comments, there's no comments. But, yep. Yeah. So, like I said, there's not a whole lot of new information in this article. It was just kind of like, alright, well, they ruled it an accidental death due to drunk driving. There you go. I'm still dubious as hell about it, but we're still waiting for more information to come out about this, even though it's kind of an older story at this point. It's still worth talking about. That being said, it's been Inside Four Walls. I've been your host, not owning a fucking Tesla, and yeah. Au revoir, vidazing, and goodbye.